At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the Calaveras County Health Department and the Calaveras County Air Pollution Control District are issuing a joint air quality advisory to notify the public of the potential for poor air quality conditions through Tuesday. And this could be extended depending on conditions. Now, smoke concentrations will vary across Calaveras County as well as across Amador County as well. While people may experience varying degrees of symptoms, some people are at greater risk of harmful health effects than others. For example, children under the age of 18, adults over the age of 65, pregnant women, and people with chronic health conditions such as heart or lung disease, asthma, and diabetes, people who work outdoors, and people who are have compromised immune systems, and people who are currently suffering from or recovering with COVID-19. Now, the best way to protect yourself from harmful effects of wildfire smoke is to reduce your exposure to it. Stay indoors if you can. Use a portable air cleaner. Whenever you can, use air conditioners. Run your air conditioner again on recirculate or recycle. Limit outdoor exertion and physical activity. Avoid activities that create more indoor and outdoor air pollution, like smoking, frying foods, and vacuuming. Reduce unnecessary driving. And again, cloth masks that are used to slow the spread of COVID-19 by blocking respiratory droplets offer little protection against wildfire smoke. Wildfire smoke contains small harmful particles in that smoke. And again, in order to catch those, you know, if you're going to be outside for any length of time, use an N95 or a KN95 respirator.
And Caltrans set to begin work on Highway 88 at Irishtown Road this week. California Department of Transportation will temporarily close the intersection of Irishtown at Highway 88 to replace a drainage culvert beneath the road. Work scheduled to begin today, ending in fall of this year through October, or at least partway through October. Now, one eastbound and one westbound lane of 88 remain open during construction, which will take place during the daytime hours. Message signs will alert motorists to the road closure, as well as detour routes. Crews are removing a damaged 8-foot diameter rock line culvert, replacing it with a 7-foot culvert that meets standards. A head wall, wing walls, and rock slope protection also will be installed.
And a motorcycle rider that led law enforcement on a high-speed chase over 47 miles through Copperopolis, Angels Camp, San Andreas, and ending in Valley Springs remains on the loose. The chase began last Sunday night around 9:45 after a sheriff's deputy noticed the bike had no rear license plate. The deputy initiated a traffic stop in the Copperopolis area, but the rider hit the gas and began passing over double yellow lines. The motorcycle then turned onto Highway 4, heading towards Angels Camp while reaching speeds of 90 miles an hour. The rider then turned left onto Highway 49 and, once past the city limits, took off. The CHP took over the chase between Angels and San Andreas. The bike was later found wrecked and abandoned off Hogan Dam Road outside of Valley Springs. Anyone with information on the identity of the rider is asked to contact the Sheriff's Department.
And major work scheduled to continue through Amador and Calaveras counties this week. Caltrans continuing drainage and repaving work on 49 and 104. Work scheduled on 49 in Plymouth, evenings 8 to 6, and on 104 from the Sacramento-Amador County line for repaving, evenings from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. Motorists should expect delays up to 10 minutes. Use alternate routes whenever possible. Now, next week in Calaveras County, Caltrans will work on Highways 4, 12, 26, and 49. On Highway 4, from Pennsylvania Gulch Road to Mitchler Street, highway construction scheduled from 7 to 4 all week. That's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. On 26, one-way traffic control will be in effect from Gold Creek Drive to Country View Drive in Valley Springs for utility work from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. all week. And expect one-way traffic control on Highway 12 from Hopped Creek to Double Springs in Valley Springs for utility work 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Wednesday. Now, the road work in both counties scheduled to begin as listed, but subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and or materials, and construction-related issues. Remember, for the safety of workers and other motorists, be work zone alert.
And California announced another round of coronavirus vaccine incentives on Friday, offering up to $50 apiece to more than 11 million people in the state who get their health insurance through Medicaid. The money is part of a new $350 million plan to get more of the state's Medicaid population vaccinated as the state has seen a surge. Now, Medicaid is the joint state and federal health insurance program for people who are disabled or have low incomes. Now, California is among the states with the highest vaccination rates, with about 76% of residents 12 and over having received at least one dose of the vaccine. However, only 45% of the state's Medicaid population has been vaccinated.
And no-cost COVID-19 testing continues in Amador County. Testing available Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Health and Human Service Building off Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge Road. Drop-in testing is available. Testing staff will approach the vehicle with instructions. Registration may also be accessed through the county website or by calling 888-634-1123.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.